And now, a special broadcast, not on behalf of Team ARC. What do we want to see from party manifestos for the upcoming general election? Firstly, there must be more government funding for more fighting arenas. We have a chronic shortage of combat arenas for robots over 13.6 kilograms. These arenas are expensive to build and maintain. They require external input that the robot community cannot provide by themselves. The second demand that we make for the general election is that there should be more incentives for people to build fighting robots. Whilst there are many sources of knowledge available to build robots, the general public neither knows where these are nor has the money to do it. They require incentives. Again, this may have to come from government sources or from the private sector. There should be more representations for fighting robots in the school curriculum, and in this case, this should include the mathematics of mayhem and the science of spin to win. Hypnodisc should be on every single textbook. There should be more representation of fighting robots in Parliament. This could include fighting robot MPs or their drivers in their place. House robots should be in place of the Speaker and House of Parliament as well. This would be able to control these fighting robots MPs in their place. Major Damage would probably do a very good job, we believe, because of his massive hammer. And you imagine a debate between the robots of old, of Chaos 2 and Hypnodisc, against the new boys of Carbide and Apollo. There could be serious carnage in that arena. And again, would then justify the reason for government funding of more fighting arenas. There should be more interviews as well with the team from Robot Wars, including Darren O'Brien, Angela Scanlon, and Jonathan Pierce. And finally, there should be a dedicated TV channel to robot fighting. Thank you for listening for the suggestions for party manifestos for the upcoming general election in 2017.